Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They shall call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And anyone who has committed sins, all will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that ye may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Old camel knees is the subject this morning. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. The book of James has often troubled some of the deep thinkers of Scripture and theology. Tyndale, the translator of the English Bible, was troubled that the epistle did not preach Christ's death and resurrection, and the gift of salvation, and the covenant made possible by the blood of Christ. Martin Luther referred to it as the epistle of straw. Yet, in the book of James, there are words that speak to the very heart of what it is to be a person of faith. James describes how to practice our faith, what it is that we share together as a community, what it is that we have is to be put into practice. Lewis Eberly wrote in his article From the Christian Spirit, bad religion has always favored escape, passivity, the danger of irresponsibility. He went on to say that there is a danger in fixing one's eyes so much above that one does not see what takes place here on earth below. Our faith is meant to be active. James also said that faith without works is dead. The hope we have is to be shared with others, especially with those who feel as if all hope is lost. All of this is to be grounded in love. As the church, we dare to say, I love you. It is an unconditional love. Our greatest contribution can be the love of God. I say that out of experience. out of the experience of working within the school district. And we were always on guard for computer viruses. And some of them you recognize right away and you quickly hit the delete button. But that virus that was entitled, "I Love You," it was opened up all over the district. People everywhere, each one of us yearns to be loved. What was that old song? What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And so our faith is to be practiced. The gift of the church becomes the witness to the world. Our witness to the world is that we have this faith. We have this hope. It is all grounded in love, and we are about the task daily of placing it into practice. All of this, then, is to be grounded in the meaning of prayer. James became known as Old Camel Knees. As Old Camel Knees. It was said that he had developed such deep callousnesses, or because of his years of earnest prayer. I think we all hear of things and see things that we say, "I wish I could do that." But when it comes to prayer, it is within our reach. At the core of the church that grew at the time of Wesley, their background was that they would meet two or three times a week. They would meet to confess their sin to one another, and they would pray. They would pray for healing. Old Camel Knees. The sign that one has prayed and prayed and prayed. It is in this posture that we are being called at this moment. For we all, what we have, for all that we have, for all that we are claiming, for all that is before us, we must take it to the Lord in prayer. We must pray to be this young church. We must pray to be filled with new possibilities. It will take prayer to say, we will not be hampered by our past. Or we will not be paralyzed by where we are right now. But prayerfully we will claim the future. This morning, I am inviting you to remain for this time of sharing together in our small groups, in which prayerfully, we will emerge a direction for Burns United Methodist Church, for our mission statement to come alive. I invite us to truly be one people. For our objectives to serve as a guide for our work and to provide purpose for our ministry. To say even more, that yes, we are a people with open hearts, with open minds, and open doors. And they are open even more. I wanted to share these things. They are just a part of what you can talk about in your small groups in a paper that I have prepared. But I wanted to share these things as a part of the message this morning. I believe we are needing to take an even greater initiative around what is small group ministry. Rick Warren of the Purpose Driven Life has said that developing small groups is the best way to close the back door of your church. Even in a smaller church, we can grow away from each other. Relationships are the key. They are a key to communication. Relationships are a key to understanding each other, to understanding and to having trust in one another. There are a variety of small group studies. We are needing now persons who are willing to be trained, willing to be equipped as small group leaders. This initiative can be the starting point of the growth that we are seeking within our church. Because this initiative can bring renewal, it can bring transformation to all grade levels. The planting of these small groups, I see in Scripture as like the planting of seed. And we know that as seeds were planted in Scripture, it was God who brought a great increase. Let us be about then this planting of seed. Stewardship is also a consideration. And we are grateful for the giving of the tithes and the offerings that each one of you has manifested in the life of our church. You are a very generous people. In the supporting of your staff, in our building, in enabling our children and our youth, and then in so many mission efforts. I think of the past year, I could name so many, but two came to mind that I just wanted to lift, and that was our work with Habitat for Humanity. And then the crop walk. We can be so very thankful. And as your pastor, I wanted to be sure and say, thank you. Now, even in the midst of a time which will be reductions, I still want to cast what is the vision of a tithing church. I believe that with our endowments, with this commitment that was made by so many to the church, always counting that those funds would be used, I want to challenge us as a tithing church to commit ourselves each month to pay back a portion of those funds that were borrowed. I also want to ask us to look and see that every month, whether a small amount, but every month we would pay something to our wider mission. For no matter how small the gift may be, we can know that in this gift we are supporting mission around the world. Outreach is also a consideration. And so we want to develop a brochure. A brochure that tells the story, as much as it can on paper, but tells the story of what Burns Church is about. It is a story. It is a story. It is a positive, God-given story. And we want to share this story with the broader community. So to prepare this brochure and to mail it to a designated population surrounding our church that we believe we can identify, to share it with them during this Advent, the coming Advent season. The future is before us. And as a part of our destiny, there are some major decisions, that are definitely a risk, that definitely will move us on to the edge, but we must consider them as well. One of those decisions is to sell our present building and to move to a new location. I do not offer this suggestion without regard for both the history, the memories, the dedication that has gone into this worship space. It is true, though, that the growth of Aurora is moving further and further away from here. The population has moved more toward the E-470 corridor. There was the prospect for our church being based and seeing and be renewed by growth that was going to take place around the old Fitzsimmons property and the building of new apartments there. Over these past few weeks and months, though, it has been identified that this time will be more like 2010. If we were to move, it would declare to people that if you will not come to us, then we will go to them. Another vision that I can see is that we stay right here in our present building, but we address in a very intentional way the needs of our community that have developed around us. All around us, surrounded by the growth of our Hispanic ministry. Our Hispanic community has grown, and our church is already serving them in so many ways, serving this community. But to become intentional about the way we would do it, and that our Hispanic ministry is right here with us on Sunday morning. We would be needing, I believe, a daycare program, food and clothing bank, ongoing ESL, English as Second Language program. And I do not offer this suggestion. Let me just say I offer it understanding what it means. I think the church would have to then recruit and ask the conference if it would support our recruitment in finding a dynamic, bilingual pastor to serve then this new Burns. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Daring to live within the future. The starting point is the power of prayer. In the Jewish tradition, it says that they who surround themselves, that they who pray, surround his or her house with a wall that is stronger than iron. With a wall that is stronger than iron. It is time to pray. It is time for the strength and the grace that comes through prayer. A young church filled with new possibilities. And now we can add to our thinking a young church with old camel knees. Amen.